And a wonderful Tuesday it is. Maybe some sunshine where you are. I know there is where I'm at. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. This is Tuesday, January 4th, 2022. And it's Power Hour Jay's birthday today. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Power Hour Jay. Happy birthday to you. See, I can do that too. We get to sing happy birthday. And you know what? When you call the Power Mall today to get your 10% off of the North American Urban Spice products on sale this week at the Power Mall, make sure you wish Power Hour Jay happy birthday. We've also got the Real Anthony Fauci book on sale too, 10% off that, as well as the BOGO on Tranquil while supplies last. We had a heavy schedule today of folks who are going to be on the show. We have a woman running for U.S. Congress in the state of Montana. Mary Todd's going to be with us on the show today. They think their son was murdered overseas, and she's got a book out. We're going to talk about that, plus her tour, her values, all that other good stuff during the bottom of the hour. Wayne Allen Root, you may recognize that name. He's been on the show before, and this guy is just like the Energizer Bunny, just keeps going and going and going. He was on the Libertarian vice presidential nominee back in 2008. He's going to be on the show as well as Judd Dunning with his little topic here. 13 and a half reasons why not to be a liberal and how to enlighten others. Huh? There's always a solution to everything, right? In the meantime, it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood when you get all these countries together pledging to avoid a nuclear war. Now, you know, I wonder, because you got China, U.S., U.K., France, and Russia involved in this little mizhigaz. And this all the time while Russia is amassing troops along the Ukrainian border. You got to wonder why they're even talking about stuff like this in the first place. What ever got into someone's head that there would be a nuclear war in the first place? Even though a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought, according to a joint statement issued simultaneously by the U.S., Russia, China, the U.K., and France. You know, I didn't see anywhere in here where Iran or Syria was included or North Korea was included in any of this. Any of those rogue states could very easily drop a little EMP nuke 275 miles overhead from a shipping container off the coast. You just never know what they could possibly do. Can't keep track of all of those. And then you have all the people we let across the border on our southern borders of the United States. And now what happens when one of these gotaways sneaks in here and they put together a sleeper cell that actually pulls the trigger on that? Thursday, you're going to find out a bunch of that. We're going to have EMP Thursday. We're going to be talking about that. Artificial sun. You ever know? You knew that there was one? It's China's clean energy experiment. It is now reaching temperatures five times hotter than the sun, 70 million degrees Celsius. And this experiment, known as artificial sun, held it for more than 17 minutes during China trials. Yes, that would be baking our own sun, by the way, believed to be 15 million degrees centigrade at its core. This was announced by a researcher at the Institute of Plasma Physics at the Chinese Academy of Sciences. So it's rather interesting how China is moving forward and we're sitting here stagnating, right? Well, we're not the only ones in trouble. In Xi'an, residents there, quarantined in that city in China, are bartering supplies amid continuing worries over food shortages. Social posts show locals swapping cigarettes and tech gadgets for food. 13 men have been confined to their homes since December 23rd. And you have to understand that they are really taking this COVID thing rather seriously over there. But you can learn a lot by watching how people behave when it comes to bartering and what people will barter for. It's like the alcoholic who will give up his gun for a bottle of booze. He has a vice. You need a gun. You have his vice. You make a trade. It's legitimate. Nobody's the wiser. Amazing how that works. And you're going to see more and more of it as time goes on, and this impression that our government is trying to put upon us that we're in control here. What am I, Alexander Haig? Devin Nunes, by the way, we're one Republican member of Congress short now. After his 20-year stint in the House of Representatives, he's taking over for the Trump Media and Technology Group as its new CEO. He is now officially out. So good luck, Mr. Nunes. Maybe as part of Trump Media, you can advise the president to stop talking about how he got the booster. Because right now, there's a lot of our callers, if you listened to yesterday's show, that are a little bit taken aback by Mr. Trump's forwardness. The last thing we wanted to hear was the possibility that we might have a president that has prion diseases and his immune system is shot because he took the jab, trying to promote the jab. So you're either on the side of the jab or you're not, one or the other. But if you're going to represent the conservative value, and the conservatives are waking up and realizing this jab may have problems associated with it, then maybe it'd be a good idea not to promote it so much and pat yourself on the back that you're the one that started it all. Operation Warp Speed, my butt. You know, this is kind of a real problem when we're starting to see all these people dropping dead, sports figures all of a sudden having heart attacks in the middle of a game. I mean, it's kind of crazy. And then on top of that, they want to scar our military with these things. And, you know, thank God for small favors. A federal judge yesterday barred the Department of Defense from punishing a group of Navy SEALs and other special force members who refused the vaccines on religious grounds. As a matter of fact, Reed O'Connor, who's in Dallas, was acting in response to a lawsuit filed on behalf of 35 Special Force Service members and it issued the injunction blocking the Navy and the DOD from enforcing the mandate. And here's the thing. According to the judge in his 26-page decision, these Navy service members, not one, were granted a single religious exemption. The Navy has not granted one single religious exemption to the vaccine rule. It's like my way or the highway. And the thing is, Navy SEALs, now I was talking yesterday about how much it costs to train a Marine. Can you imagine the additional money it takes to train a Navy SEAL to get to the point where they can do the kinds of search and rescue and strategic missions that these guys do? I mean, we're talking into the hundreds of thousands. It costs a lot of money to train these people, and then you want to kill them with a jab? Or put at least, at minimum, put their lives at risk? I swear, this government is not thinking right these days. If you're Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman from Georgia, Facebook suspended her account for 24 hours, a day after Twitter permanently unhooked her from the little tweeting. I really could care less about Twitter and Facebook, frankly. I know a lot of you like to surf on Facebook. It seems to be the only way you can connect with anybody these days. But no, there's other platforms out there that you can get, you know, on. There's Gab and TLTV Talk. There's a bunch of them. And so, you know, there are ways of getting your information. And hopefully Mr. Nunes can get Trump Media out there where the conservative movement can hook on and communicate with each other. And give Mr. Trump a piece of their mind when Mr. Trump says things that are inappropriate politically, that are not good. Because you notice every time he did a press conference, he would stand there and continue to answer questions, even if they were obnoxious. And he would defend everything he did. The current president, you know, the sleepy one, the hair sniffer that lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with a mental acuity of a 2-year-old. And I might be being too nice. He doesn't bother doing it at all. He calls on 3 or 4 people and says, okay, I got to go take a nap now. And as a result of what happened to Marjorie Taylor Greene, Glenn Greenwald, according to Zero Hedge, has yet written another blistering indictment of big tech censorship in response to Twitter's permanent suspension of the Congresswoman. And of course, if you're in New York, oh, you gotta love this. This is typical blue state behavior, typical out-of-the-box wokeness. Gateway Pundit's article is entitled, Whites Need Not Apply. Non-white New Yorkers are going to receive priority for scarce monoclonal antibody treatments for COVID oral antiviral pills. Both New York State Department of Health this week published a memo warning they don't have enough of it. Don't have enough Paxlovid or monoclonal antibody treatments, so white people are going to be back of the bus. Gee, I wonder if I painted my face like Rosa Parks, I could get to the front of the line. You see the stupidity of that comment as well as everything else that they are doing right now? This is just nuts. If you need it, you need it. But here we are basically committing all sorts of discriminatory acts based on race. Gee, I thought that was something that was banned by the Constitution. I thought all men were created equal. Wow. And of course, if you're one of you have to keep an eye on Congress. There is a surveillance bill that, thank God, did not pass. It's called Bill 6666. Seriously. And you can thank Representative Bobby Rush, a Democrat from Illinois, who introduced it and referred it to the House Committee on Energy and Commerce. Had that bill passed, it would have authorized the CDC to award grants. They would have given grants for testing, contact tracing, monitoring, and other activities to address COVID-19. And we're talking grants totaling $100 billion of your taxpayer money. It would be used by eligible entities. That's the quote. To hire employees to buy supplies needed to follow you. Wow. Now, I mean, we're talking about major constitutional issues here, like maybe 4th, 5th, 8th, and 9th Amendments. Keep that in the forefront the next time you're talking to your congressional representative and tell them, under no certain circumstances, are you to back any bill like this one if they're ever introduced again. Let this be a warning. RT is reporting a coronavirus variant with 46 mutations has been detected in southern France.
Hello, I'm a coronavirus variant, and I've got 46 mutations. Have I scared you enough yet?
You like that one? I always have to throw a little humor in here because half these people don't know what's going on. We're talking about people have been given the jab, and they don't realize they've been injected with a very minute amount of the AIDS virus. What part of that don't they get? And the first known patient that we're talking about here who returned to a French village from a trip to Cameroon, he was vaccinated. Hello? What's that tell you? Speaking of vaccinations, Pfizer, your friends and mine, unless you're invested heavily in them and are making money like Bill Gates is, they've announced their experiments on children 6 months and older were unsuccessful in 2 to 5 year olds as they didn't produce an immune response. Well, duh. Now they want the kids to get a third shot, delaying the EUA for the youngest citizens. Although the experiments produced a strong response in children 6 to 24 months and 5 to 12 years, the company announced they were still evaluating increasing these doses as well. Well, you turn around and you start injecting people with this. What do we know about this Pfizer, like Moderna and J&J? What do they do? The very first thing they do is they start attacking your body's immune system and tear it down. And if you don't believe me, go research the information. It's out there. We post these things in our email blasts that we put out regularly. Our producers work very hard to make this happen. You need to go to thepowerhour.com and subscribe. So if you're not getting email blasts, you should be. And if you want to live, here's a New Year's resolution. We were talking about that yesterday. with North American Urban Spice. The start of a new year, according to Joe Mercola, Dr. Mercola, is often a good time to take stock and plan out lifestyle changes. Among those, optimizing your vitamin D levels. Cut down on certain processed foods, as well as electromagnetic field exposures. Magnesium, collagen, filtered water, vision-enhancing nutrients, osteoporosis-busting exercise, and healthy sleep. I find that if you manage to get in any exercise during the day, you sleep better at night. Now, you may disagree with me. You can call me up and take issue with that if you want to. We have a phone number. It's toll-free, 844-769-2944. Call up and give us a shout if you want to, or at any time during a program when we have our guests on and they say something that trips your trigger. That is what this line is for, social intercourse. Dr. McCullough, Peter McCullough, who I met at the Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour in Dallas, told the Epoch Times the public should question why the governments and public health officials around the world have put little to zero emphasis on outpatient treatments in their efforts to fight the COVID-19 virus, instead promoting a massive effort of vaccines. A lot of messaging on the vaccine, but zero mentioning on treatment, none, according to McCullough. He is an internist, cardiologist, epidemiologist at Baylor in Dallas. This guy is probably one of the front line. You've probably seen him on Joe Rogan. If you haven't, you need to go watch that. Find it on Brighteon or BitChute. He's there. He's all over it. All over the back channel media. You need to be on that because you're going to find out more stuff by surfing the back channels. We're talking Brighteon, Sovereign, all of those channels. The FDA has authorized COVID's vaccine booster from Pfizer for kids 12 to 15. Believe it or not, they're still doing this. They want to jab your kids. And I think I know why they want to do it. Because we're now finding, and you'll start to see it, we've had doctors on this show before that have said that this magnetic hydrogel that is inside of the jab goes right to the gonads and ovaries. And when that happens, and you don't have grandkids, you're going to think back at what I just told you in what appears to be a deliberate attempt to sterilize as many of our young people as possible so they cannot reproduce. Now, why would they want to do a thing like that? I don't know. Maybe somebody's got Bill Gates' number. Let me know so we can call him up and ambush him on the radio. I'd love to do that and find out what kind of a sick, twisted puppy are you and how was it on the Lolita Express? Because we know you were there, Bill. Otherwise, you'd still be married. And the arrogance of some people. A 54-year-old woman from Long Island, New York, has been arrested for allegedly injecting what is believed to be a COVID-19 vaccine to a teenager in her home. Laura Parker Russo of Seacliff is accused of administering a shot to a 17-year-old boy who was not named on New Year's Eve without his parents' consent. Russo is not a physician, nor is she authorized to administer doses of the vax, according to Nassau County police officials. After the teen got the shot, he went home and told his mom, "Hey, Mom, guess what I did? Idiot. Go eat a Tide Pod." No, don't do that. The mother then notified the police that she did not give Russo permission to give her son the jab, and she was arrested on New Year's Eve and charged with unauthorized practice of a profession, released on a deck appearance ticket, and is scheduled to appear in court January 21. You know, this is crazy. You never know who's going to sneak up on your kid. Let's talk about the statistics real quick, shall we, before the bottom of the hour break, and then we'll bring Mary Todd on. With the New Year's Eve passing, 2021 is now the second year defined by this supposed virus pandemic and our global response to it. Compared to 2020, last year was not only deadlier, but also more complicated. Issues such as virus variants, vaccine resistance, vaccine efficacy, just the word vaccine, because it's not what it is. It is gene therapy. Mandatory vaccination went from a conspiracy theory to official policy in a matter of months. See, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Increasingly prominent were also legal battles over government restrictions on the population, with approaches taken by numerous states. Although 2021 started with a massive wave of related hospitalizations, there was also an expectation the pandemic would soon end or at least fade into the background. Oh, no, we can't have that. No. We have to. We got 180 million Americans got at least one dose of the vax, and actually more. 200 million have been vaccinated. Out of those, 450,000 of them are dead. Whether they died of the jab or whether they died of COVID remains to be seen, but that's in 2021 when they were rolling out the vaccine, yet people were still dropping like flies, and they don't want to answer our questions. That's a real bad problem for the pharmaceutical industry, even more of a problem for people who actually got the jab. And if you want to talk about the finishing finale, the think piece here, think about our education system in America and why they're using CRT and lowering the bar on testing standards and math, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Remember when we used to go to school? Well, there's a much lower expectation these days. According to Epoch Times, government statistics clearly show, because of all the social constructs like critical race theory, which, of course, the left is in denial that that's happening, but we know otherwise. We're talking about the big dumbdown of today's children. So now I understand, after watching all of this, why we have so many moms and homeschoolers listening to the show. Love it. Mary Todd will be joining us here in moments. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregares, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
It's Power Hour Jay's birthday today. Make sure when you call the Power Mall, wish her a big happy birthday, especially when you're placing your order. We got those real Anthony Fauci books on sale, so you can get them cheaper and you can buy them in the bookstore. Get on the phone and call right now. One of the wonderful people that I managed to run into, actually she ran into me because I was kind of stationary at my table in the media room, was a woman who was running for U.S. Congress from the state of Montana. And she has authored a book, co-authored, actually, called Hard Drive, A Family's Fight Against Three Countries. And this book outlines the inside story of her family's fight to show that their son was murdered. I mean, this is not your classic whodunit book, folks. But still, she is persevering and running for a seat in Congress, hoping to get elected and make a difference. Mary Todd, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave.
It was you just accomplished so much at the Reawakening America tour, right?
It was fantastic, and I want anybody that has not been yet to go. It was wonderful, and personally, we accomplished a lot because we met so many great people like you and your wife, and got interviewed by many different stations and got to get our story out. And it was just a great event.
Okay. Well, I know that this is kind of heart-wrenching inside because, you know, just to even get word your son had passed away is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But how did you come to believe that there was foul play involved?
So my son, Shane Truman Todd, was working for a company in Singapore. He was a PhD in electrical engineering, and he was asked to compromise U.S. security with China, the Chinese Communist Party, on a technology that only he could work on because it was an American technology called GAN, and it would have been illegal for him to transfer it. So Shane, we homeschooled our kids, very close family. We talked every single week. Started telling us that he was being forced to compromise U.S. security, and he quit his job. He gave them a 60-day notice and said he would not do it. And Dave, from that point, he started telling us that he felt that his life was being threatened. And I was so naive. I was like, Shane, you know, you have a date to come home, and at one point, a ticket to come home. You have a job waiting for you at home. They're not going to murder you. And we would just pray, and he'd say, Mom, if I make it home, I want to spend every day bringing honor and glory to God. And it was on his last day of work that he was garroted, which means choked with a wire, and hung on a door. And they told us, we got a call from his girlfriend, and we were told by the Singapore police that he committed suicide. And so we immediately flew to Singapore, my husband and two of my sons. I have four sons altogether, but two of them got to fly with us. And upon arriving in Singapore, we found evidence to the contrary. My son's body was riddled with defensive wounds. In his apartment, we found a hard drive, external hard drive. They confiscated his computers, his cell phone, his diary, everything. But God, in God's providence, we found a hard drive that looked like a little Mac speaker. And when we had a computer forensic expert analyze it, it showed every single thing that Shane told us about the technology, about the illegal transfer, about the illegal relationship between Shane's company, IME, and Huawei, the largest telecommunications company in the world owned by the CCP.
Oh, my. And so this is where it all began. But now what ended up with this hard drive, once it was analyzed and you found all this information, now all of you have knowledge of the contents. So what did you do with this information once you found it?
We reached out to every elected official. We reached out trying to get help. And basically, we were ignored until finally an investigative reporter named Ray Bonner took the case and really investigated and sold the story to the Financial Times. The Financial Times, Shane was murdered in 2012 in June. The Financial Times came out with a 7-page spread in their magazine. It was Death in Singapore was the cover in February 2013, and it really did a beautiful job of explaining exactly the technology my son was involved with, what happened, the fact that his computer was accessed after his death, the fact that the suicide notes that the police gave us were not written by my son Shane. Two forensic people said they not only were they not written by my son Shane, they weren't written by an American, which I knew the minute I read them. Of course, you know your own kids.
Sure.
The DNA evidence of the Malaysian and Chinese DNA all over my son, the fact that his DNA was not on the knot around his neck, all the evidence was in that article. And so my husband and I thought for sure, my husband Rick and I were like, oh, our government's going to take over now. We're done with this investigation. We're done fighting for our own sons, you know, to find out what happened. And so we did fly to Washington several times, 48 hours, spent a full year with us. They flew to Washington with us several times, to Singapore, did a complete story on what we were going through. But Dave, I'll tell you what happened. And this is what Americans need to understand. We were sitting in Congressman Wolf's office. He's from Virginia, but we were in Washington, D.C. in his office. And he looked at us and he said, I know your son was murdered. You are doing the right thing to push for a congressional investigation, but you're not going to get anywhere. And I was so shocked. And we said, why? And he said, because Huawei, the Chinese, you know, telecommunications company, owns a law firm on every corner and has been bought out several of our elected officials. That was in 2013. Dave, it's only gotten so much worse. And that is why I want to run for U.S. Congress. I cannot be bought. I know the ones that have been bought. I've seen it firsthand, and I want to help clean up our nation and our government.
Okay, let me ask you this then. If you know who's been bought, can you tell us?
Yes, it's all in my book, Hard Drive.
Okay.
I name names. I should be sued 10 times over.
Well, the thing is you get discovery. It doesn't really matter if they sue you. You get discovery, and the thing is you get to find out what their connections are. I mean, I would be, if it was me, doing Freedom of Information Act requests on every single one of those people in that book, demanding to have complete financial disclosures and connections of all their law firms and everybody that they're connected with and who they got money from, and expose it. Because this is the problem with Congress. I mean, how do you go to Washington, Mary, and not become part of the corrupt crowd?
It's a slippery slope. I think a lot of people go with all of the good intentions, and what happens is they slowly compromise until they've compromised so much they can't turn around. And since the writing of this book, there's been so many more that have compromised. And I will just say that we requested the Freedom of Information Act on everything, and we were denied. I did get a 11-page document about my son, just about my son's death. And there were several blank pages that just have denied stamped across them. But in the book, the reason I haven't been sued is I back up every single thing that I say with facts. And so they can't sue me because I have the proof. I didn't write anything in Hard Drive that wasn't true. And may I say, for your listeners, it reads like a John Grisham novel. It's unbelievable what we went through. If it wasn't my story, it would be so fascinating.
Yeah, what really amazes me is that if you were to take the contents of this hard drive, I mean, they're still in your possession, right?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were to take this and say, hey, we found a whole bunch of really interesting trade secrets that could be used against the United States, and we're going to sell it to China, I guarantee the FBI would be on your doorstep in a heartbeat.
Possibly.
You know, this is, it's just, it's ludicrous, Mary, that the government is selective prosecution, selective investigation. Everything is selective in this day and age. And I understand you're going to, from Montana, you are going to Washington and you're attempting to campaign. How is this being received in your own state?
Well, I'm pretty new to this. I've never run for political office before, so the only people that know me are the ones that have read my book or seen me on TV or radio or 48 Hours or they've done documentaries. But when people hear me speak and hear my story, all of a sudden I have supporters. And so we're doing very, very well. And the theme of my campaign is that we're in a contest between those who hate America and those who love America. And that if we don't convince those that love America to fight for America, we're going to lose it. And so that is my passion. We have a battle going on internally and externally. And internally, the left-wing radicals and the ruling elite in Washington and the media and the universities and the boardrooms are engaged in a concerted effort to destroy this country. And it's connected to China. And so externally, our threats are from world leaders like China who want to bring us to a communist party under their regime. So when once I start speaking, people listen and it makes sense that all this stuff is interconnected with the Black Lives Matter, the critical race theory, what they're teaching our children about gender identity. It's all to destroy us internally from the inside out.
Okay, 844-769-2944. Now, you mean to tell me, ladies and gentlemen out there listening, that not anything that Mary Todd has just told you has sparked a question in your mind that you might want to ask? You can call this number right now, 844-769-2944, and you can be on the radio live with us and ask Mary Todd, like me, I always want to know, what's your platform? I mean, everybody's got one. But you obviously, you want to stick to yours. I like the God value. I mean, that's number one in my book always, and the fact that most 100%. People that are running, constitutionalist, you're running on the Republican ticket.
I am running on the Republican ticket. However, I'm very disgusted with the Republican Party in so many regards because I think that they are also part of the problem. So I am running as a constitutional conservative under the Republican Party. And if you ask me what I'm standing for, I'm standing for protecting our inherent rights as Americans, which are being taken away from us daily. I'm standing for maintaining our Republican self-government because we're not self-governed right now. We're not being represented by those that we voted for. We're being represented by, the bureaucrats and the elites that want to make our rules and have a president tell us to put a substance in our body that has not been vetted, that is not a real vaccine. That kind of thing has to stop. It needs to be a choice what we do. And then I'm also representing equal protection of the law, that every American has the right to be equally protected. Nobody, no group gets more rights than another group, no matter what your gender is, no matter what your race is, no matter what your political persuasion is. We all deserve protection under the laws. So it all falls under, for me, national security and getting back to our Constitution. And voter integrity is another huge issue. Without voter integrity, we don't have a country.
True. Now, the thing is as far as the support that you're getting locally, you're running against someone that's an incumbent?
Yes, I'm running against Ryan Zinke, who was on the president's cabinet as Secretary of the Interior. And I'm running against a man named Dr. Al, who's run several times. He is not one, but very nice, pro-life. I admire and respect him very much. I just don't think that he has the knowledge that I do or the experience. And I truly believe, Dave, that God has risen my husband and our family up for such a time as this. He's not going to waste my son's death.
No doubt. And the thing is, though, is that, you know, I'm sure that if you were to get elected, that you as a congresswoman would have a lot more pull in getting not only investigative sources into play, but mm-hmm. actually, you know, putting the stuff into committee where people can look at it and hear it. Chad, in yes. North Carolina, you are on the phone with Mary Todd. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you. Mary, I think this is probably the first time I've ever heard of you. I'm very sorry to hear about your son. But
thank you, Chad.
Sure. Can't believe what's going on right now. I have some experience in telecommunications years ago, and most people I see just can't wrap their minds around what's going on. They see the politics on TV and the mainstream media telling them one thing, but what's really going on is completely unmentioned. And there's that, you know, cognitive dissonance going on, and everybody just kind of knows there's something wrong. But I try to warn people about not getting the shots, because as Dr. David Martin said, he had said in a Stu Peters interview that these shots are not giving you a piece of DNA that gives you some immunity. He said it was a sequence created in a Chinese computer lab and given to Moderna. So when you said that there's a Chinese connection of them, the technocrats, using China to subdue us, I've been hearing this for, I don't know, from different shows for a couple years now. So I know that's got to be what's going on. It's pretty blatant to me. And the fact that China's getting away with it just makes me angry. And I know Trump was trying to put a stop to some of it. I don't know how far he got, because wasn't in the inner workings of government. But yeah, something's got to be done. We're just gonna lose everything.
Okay, Mary, what say you to that? We still have Mary on the phone? Okay, John in Milwaukee. Hello? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, still. 10 minutes
good morning to you, sir.
My question is, I can appreciate the effort to run for Congress and the office and conservative to fight this, you know, tyrannical government, the communist takeover. But I want to know, what are the real chances of winning, considering that I'm in Milwaukee, and this is a place both for mass mail-ins, and we have problems with our votes. I don't believe our votes count, because I'm not a super delegate. I'm not even a regular delegate. So in our state, you have, what, 10, 12 delegates? Where am I? How does my vote count?
What do you say to that, Mary, as far as people who feel their votes don't count?
I say that if we don't fight and we don't trust God and we don't do everything we can, that we will get what we deserve. And that is why I am willing to enter the fray and fight for getting our election integrity back, which means getting away from Dominion machines, getting away from mail-in ballots. I'm having people writing our Secretary of State's, writing everybody they can to get away from corrupting our elections. But if we just sit back and say, woe is me, I can't do anything, we're going to lose our country. And you know, Dave, I was going to say to the other caller, when you think about the decay that's happened in our country in regard to COVID and lockdowns and BLM and Antifa and defund the police and the constant rates baiting of the media, you know, and corporate elites and the floods of illegal immigrants at the border and the promotion of critical race theory, China benefits from all of this. And it is all connected. And we think it's just kind of happened. Some people just think, I don't know what's happened to our country. There is a design behind this. There is a 100-year plan to take over the world by China. They have the One Belt, One Road initiative. They've got the global internet. When you consider that Huawei, the largest telecommunications company in the world, owned by the CCP, is developing our latest internet development, and it's called IP, Internet Protocol, and they would be able to spy on everything that we do. They're taking over our universities. So what is being taught to our children in school is also part of the ploy. So our country is worth fighting for.
Well, thank you for that.
I got questions.
Go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Yes. Should we fix the system out before we run for office? Should we know that our vote really counts? You know, with the venue machine and all that, the civilian voting?
Yes, and there are people that are fighting constantly to expose this, but it's a battle. And the battle, I believe, is going to be won if we can, you know, yield ourselves and ask God to forgive us and ask him to heal our land and ask what we can individually do. I just have a small piece of the pie here in Montana, but I'm willing to do it. And I know there's people here just fighting away for election integrity. The event that Dave and I went to, the whole thing was on all the anomalies and what needs to be done. Get involved.
That's the best we can do at this point, John. I appreciate your call. And, Chad, I'm glad we got to answer your question, at least about your concerns. And I know that these things, like I say, there's a whole lot of people with issues like this waiting on their minds, wondering if their vote matters. We have about 85 million people out there, Mary, that right now are still feeling very disenfranchised. And then they hear Donald Trump get on media and start, oh, yeah, I got my booster. How did you take that? How did you take that when he said that?
I'm so confused and disappointed because I really appreciated President Trump and what he has done for our country. But that I'm confused by it, and I am definitely not happy. And I don't think people need to choose and decide for themselves and educate themselves. I will not have, I don't call it a booster or a vaccine. It has not been vetted. It is a shot or a jab, and I believe it's very dangerous.
Well, I do too. I mean, we call it gene therapy in the circles that I've been in, and I've been researching this since the virus came out in March of 2020. And this started in Florida when I was doing my radio show down there, and we kind of moved it into the Power Hour. And in addition to that, of course, now with everything that Clay Clark and his contingent have been doing, and Judy Mikovits, all of these scientists, these frontline people, you got to talk to a few of these doctors at the event, did you not?
Yes, I did.
What was your takeaway on that? I mean, they're also putting their careers and professions at risk by coming out like this.
I'm just so proud of them for speaking out the truth. And yes, people are getting maligned for telling the truth. And they're, you know, the fact that they're hiding protocol that is very simple: zinc, vitamin Z, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, things that would keep us from going into the hospital, are being banned. And these doctors that are so brave to stand up and say, this this is going to kill you, basically. And they, and at that event, they showed how it's going to kill people off. And that's the design. They're designed to kill people. And so whether you believe me or not, you know, I've done research. I've been researching it for a long time. I think it's a personal choice. You need to study it. If you're going to put something in your body, study what's in it, what it will do to you, and how many people have actually died or been maimed by this shot.
Okay, finally, how many or where can you go to donate to your campaign or, you know, send you emails and communicate with you? You have a website, right?
I would love to hear from people, yes. My my website is Mary Todd, for F-O-R-M-T. So M-T stands for Montana.com. Mary Todd, for M-T.com. And then my email is Mary@MaryToddForMT.com.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you being on here. We are coming up to the break now, Mary, but it was so wonderful to have you on. We'll continue to monitor this and have you back on the show again to check out your progress,
Dave,
and see how things are. Thank you so much, Mary Todd. All right, there we go. We're coming up the top of the hour break. Wayne Allen Root, the vice president libertarian candidate from 2008, is going to be on the show. Taking your questions, stay with us.
Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.